From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Children who were separated from their families at the U.S. southern border will not be reunited with their parents anytime soon, even though President Trump has ordered an end to the policy of separating children from their parents. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told reporters in Washington Thursday that there is, however, a plan to reunite the children. The House of Representatives was set to vote on an immigration bill, but as Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the vote has been postponed.
The House planned two votes today. As expected, it rejected a conservative immigration bill, and GOP leaders abruptly canceled a vote on a compromise measure amid an internal fight. That vote is now set for tomorrow, but it too is expected to fail, which would be an embarrassment for the president, who backed both bills. But he also seemed to undermine efforts to round up votes by tweeting this morning the effort would be doomed in the Senate either way. The House also had to correct one of the bills, which mistakenly had language saying it would provide $100 billion more than planned to help build his proposed border wall. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. in the last 6 weeks has separated more than 2,300 young children from their parents and sent them with two detention centers. Planning is underway for a summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to take place during Trump's visit to Europe next month. The two could meet before the July 11th to 12th NATO summit in Brussels or following President Trump's visit to Britain 2 days later. This is VOA News. Arab coalition forces have seized Yemen's Hodeidah airport from Iran-aligned Houthis, a big step toward recapturing the port city following a week of fighting that spilled into residential neighborhoods. Israeli prosecutors have charged Sarah Netanyahu, the prime minister's wife, with crimes including fraud and breach of trust. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's justice ministry says that Sarah Netanyahu stands accused of misusing public funds by fraudulently ordering hundreds of meals to the prime minister's official residence worth over $100,000 while falsely stating there were no cooks on staff. Netanyahu has long faced allegations of abusive behavior and living extravagantly in a manner out of touch with Israel's general public. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also faces several police probes into alleged corruption. Israel's leader has denied any wrongdoing, dismissing the accusations against him and his wife as a media witch hunt. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has issued new security measures intended to stop a disturbing trend of assassinations. Correspondent Alima Athumani reports from Kampala.
In his address to lawmakers, President Museveni outlined the new measures. These include the setup of a modern forensic laboratory, along with the installation of CCTV cameras, the shutdown of unregistered drones, and a ban on shirts with a hood, known as hoodies. He also said Uganda would start to fingerprint guns, that is, record the characteristics of individual firearms. The measures are driven in part by the assassinations of several government officials. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
The United Nations has begun the process of filling the seat left vacant by the United States at the UN Human Rights Council now that Washington has formally notified the UN it's resigning from the 47-member body. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN body wasted no time adjusting to the new reality. It already has removed the U.S. nameplate from the area where the 47 members of the Human Rights Council sit and has placed it among the observer states. Council spokesperson Rolando Gomez tells VOA the seat eventually will be filled by a new member elected by the General Assembly.
This is new, uncharted territory. This is something never happened before where a member of the council has withdrawn its membership. So we are moving the best way we can and following the proper procedures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A widespread cyber attack on German energy providers has led the German Domestic Intelligence Agency to say that Russia was behind the attacks. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.